The Mauritian government has hailed the opportunity for cooperation with the Maldives government in the tourism sector, including in the provision of human resources and boosting workforce capacity. The Deputy for Industry and Investment at the Ministry of Tourism, Rizky Abayami Mustafa, said in Jakarta on Wednesday that the Maldives government is interested in establishing cooperation for the provision of human resources for the tourism sector. The Health Ministry has requested the Indonesian Health Council to revoke the registration certificate of an obstetrician in Garut, West Java, who is accused of harassing his patient. The Department of Ministry's Health Communication and Public Service Bureau noted the statement on Wednesday that investigation found violations of ethics and professional discipline, the Indonesian Health Council will thoroughly revoke the registration certificate of doctor concerned. That's the news.
Oh, Oh,
of Asia. Hey, baby, you're the voice of Idol listener. You are still with me on my flight on Indonesia today. Now it is at 11:22 a.m. local time, Jakarta. Well, I'm glad you still feel enthusiastic in doing your activities. Whatever it is, this must be done wholeheartedly by yourself. Because this can also, as you know, it can be a very good concentration. Every day you do it, every day you do your activities, as a new step to reach on a second higher places, on a second step, on the next step, in order to make your capabilities much better than before. Well, this is the time for me to show you our wise words. Now it is from Bung Tomo. Do you know Bung Tomo? Yes. Bung Tomo is Indonesian national hero. He said, one can be great only when he changes the world into a better place. Bung Tomo plays a crucial role in maintaining Indonesian independence. He is also known for his blazing spirit for revolution and consistency in fighting the colonizers. And then he moved through physical struggle and propaganda. Bung Tomo's famous speech burned the spirit of youth and Islamic boarding school students. He also showed creativity in formulating strategy while showing honesty and integrity.
Jadi orang jangan pelit-pelit. Lebih baik kita berbagi kelelahan. Lebih baik kita berbagi kelelahan. Tak usah.
is with type of mentality, barakah, yes. If you want to live happily, just find something based on God's rule, God's regulation, because this can give us such benefit or boon for the sake of our life. Yes, that was the song from Wally with title Cari Barakah, yes. Well, listener, it seems that we must, especially, I must myself, and also the community would like to say thank you very much for all of your kind attention, for listening to and watch our program. And we hope that what we have already given to you, share you, can be much with us, can increase and improve about your information or insight, especially about Indonesia, and feel entertained by listening to our songs. And hopefully you stay tuned at www.voice.id, because our colleague and I would like to continue at 12 p.m. accompany you up to, starting from 12 o'clock p.m. up to 6 o'clock p.m. local time, Jakarta. So don't worry, stay tuned at www.voice.id. Now I'd like to share you the song from T-Tex with title Sakit Hati.
Which may be from the era of ancestors. It can be an example for the next generation. It is the symbol of Sunda or symbol of peace. What we call to a building is like our body, because the shape is like there is a head, middle part, and foot.
The originality of building and life of the simple people in Kampung Naga makes us wonder what kind of system of governance used in Kampung Naga to manage life of its people to build synergy with the original government. Without we ask, apparently it just knows what we will ask to then experience more.
Dan di bawah, di Kampung Naga mempunyai dua unsur.
Kampung Naga has two elements of government, namely formal and informal. The formal one is RT or neighborhood unit, generally community unit, and hamlet, and who is elected based on farm developers. But because it's traditional company, so custom official is still authorized and the highest.
Custom in Kampung Naga
the breed, specifically a regency culture and tourism service, fully gives the management of Kampung Naga to the shares of Kampung Naga, as revealed by Superman. Secretary of specifically a regency culture and tourism service hat.
Kalau itu adalah Kampung Naga, ya. Jadi secara khusus dikelola oleh mereka. Jadi para
sesepuh as it is traditional Kampung, so it is specially managed by all the people in Kampung Naga. Because they are more competent and it has high idealism and heritage from their ancestors in Kampung Naga, both from its layout and culture. They will be more concerned about this compared to tourism service. Therefore, it is fully managed by Kampung Naga older generation.
Kampung with one house had three in size, consisting of 114 buildings, where 110 of them are people's houses that never increases in number since Kampung Naga was established. Three other buildings are mosque, bali or meeting place, kampung, and public rice barn. To preserve the nature, people in Kampung Naga decide not to add more houses. Kampung Naga also has a building named Bumi Agung. It is the only one building where not everyone can enter. It has been experienced Bumi Agung class.
Ini kalian punya adanya, kalau misalnya mau ngambil gambar dari atas ke bawah itu silahkan. Sebenarnya kalau
if you want to take pictures of Bumi Agung, there is a particular distance and don't be too close. Bumi Agung is one of sacred buildings. There is nothing inside. It is a special ceremony ritual system here, to either welcome Maulid Nabi or the birth of Kata Muhammad, Muharram or Islamic New Year, and also Islamic Sacred Palace Day, Islamic Rites, ancestors of Prophet Muhammad in Taliban, Salon or other ritual activity. Kampung Naga people still do the traditional ceremony and then function with our Kampung hat. One traditional ceremony here is also like cleaning the graves of ancestors, followed by the making of Kumpung or cone-shaped rice, and prayer at mosque. Those participating are old men, while women make Kumpung to be given to mosque.
With a population of 315 people, this kampung can maintain their tradition with only one powerful word, pamali or tebu. What does it mean? And why Kampung Naga obey it? While walking, there is some trade about that.
Segala sesuatu mempunyai amanat dan wasiat. Seperti di sini, untuk warga Kampung Naga.
Everything has mandate like in the air for Kampung Naga people. Tradition can be this strong now and later because of one word, pamali. For example, Kampung Naga people want to go to the forest, but it is pamali. And that word remains affected because we have customary law. The word pamali is negotiable and it contains mandate. If they violate it, it is not head of custom or law people, but the impact of their attitude. So here we use customary law. There is only one word, pamali.
Pamali, which is a simple word, believes to have magic power. If it is violated, it will cause fatal impact. Kampung Naga people believe that everything which doesn't come from the teaching of Kampun, Kampung Naga, and something which is not done by Kampun are considered taboo. Pamali is unwritten law which is upheld and obeyed by everyone in Kampung Naga. It is still applied obediently in daily life, like building house, shape, location, and direction of house, ceremony clothes, art, and so on. Kampung Naga people apply all of the word meaning in attitude and spoken word every day. That's what makes Kampung Naga still stand steadily in the midst of the green valley until now. Table things are also applied in days and months. There are three table days in Kampung Naga. They're late to stay, Wednesday, and Saturday. The table days cannot prevail for visitors. Kampung Naga people are prohibited to talk about custom and the origin of Kampung Naga in daily life. There are more things that Kampung Naga people cannot do in table days and months, like Ijar explains.
Jadi di kabupaten itu bukannya tabu untuk pengunjung, bukan.
The word becomes taboo and not prevail for visitors. If you want to come, just come. But Kampung Naga people usually hold traditional ceremonies 6 times in a year. They cannot hold traditional ceremonies in taboo days. That's what taboo means. Because usually people in Kampung Naga celebrate Islamic great days, like Maulid, Muharram, Idul Fitri, Islamic Rites, and so on.
Whatever the prevailing prohibition and rule are, Kampung Naga people can stand Kampung Naga as one of traditional Kampung, which becomes tourism attraction in Indonesia. The afternoon comes. It's time for us to set foot on hundreds of stair steps again to finish the expedition and enjoy the beauty and fresh air in Kampung Naga. and it will be given by a host to his or her neighbors. The host will also feed the dancers who come to his or her house. The tradition symbolizes the hospitality of the host. To appreciate the kindness and hospitality of the host, the dancers will voluntarily give the host some money. The chicken Malay is simple. Firstly, we must clean the corn husks thoroughly. We have to separate the corn from its husk thoroughly. The husk may be used to mold the cake. Afterwards, we must prepare the main ingredients such as 50 baby corns, brown sugar, and grated coconut. Thirdly, we must grate the baby corns or blend them smoothly. After completing the batter, the next step is to mix the corn batter with brown sugar and grated coconut. Then mix the batter evenly. After that, pour the batter into the husks. Lastly, steam the tamale. Finally, tamale is ready to serve. Tamale is rich in taste. The taste can be savory and sweet. Enjoying tamale will be more flavor with chili paste and fish soup.